I'm Charles Murphy reporting. A Southwest Florida pastor behind bars in Lee County arrested on multiple child pornography charges. 76-year-old Robert Glossinger of Alpha was arrested last week. Detectives executing a search warrant at his home and say they found child pornography on his electronic devices. The suspect told detectives he exchanged child pornography files with strangers and online chats. Glossinger was a pastor at Riverbend Christian Worship in LaBelle. Sheriff Carmine Marcino, in a statement, said this is a disturbing case where a pastor, a person of power and trust, was searching and exchanging child porn with others online. He says he's disgusted and hope anyone who may have fallen victim to the man will come forward. Glossinger is facing 3 counts of possession of child pornography and 3 counts of transmitting child pornography. His bond was set at $50,000. A Hendry County man reported that he had rented out some heavy equipment and never got them back, a skid steer and a mini excavator. He said they were rented in Clewiston and placed on a vacant lot at Appaloosa and Corral Street. Turns out lawmen have accused Hector Perez Cedeno with stealing the machines and then filing a false police report. Deputies say they got suspicious when he was unable to provide a description or the VIN numbers for the equipment. Cedeno had allegedly rented the items in Charlotte County in December and didn't return them. A Hendry County man has been charged with sending harmful photos to a minor child and transmission of harmful materials to minors. Hendry County Sheriff deputies investigating the case. 22-year-old Christian Rios Bonilla allegedly admitted to sending and receiving inappropriate photos. Bonilla was arrested after the parent says they found out her daughter was sending the suspect sexually explicit material via text messages. Drought conditions continue in the area. Rainfall in 2026 about 50% below normal. The level of Lake Okeechobee is a half foot lower than at this time last year. Luis Alejandro with the Corps of Engineers says they will use the most conservative approach focused on water conservation this year when they decide on lake releases.
We continue to operate with a water conservation mode mindset, entering April, which is typically the driest month of the year.
The Highlands County Sheriff's Office being sued over an accident in Hendry County involving one of their sheriff's detectives. A crash occurred at North Bridge Street and Washington Avenue in LaBelle. Cynthia Lockley filed the negligence suit on March 30th for an accident on April 8th of 2025. The detective, Luis Alberto Hernandez Garcia, was driving a 2019 Ford Explorer. The plaintiff was operating a 2024 Chevrolet Equinox. The lawsuit claims the detective was at fault, failed to maintain awareness, drove while distracted, failed to yield, and failed to maintain proper lanes. Lockley suffered various injuries and is seeking damages for both hospital and doctor's bills, loss of earnings, loss of enjoyment of life, and pain and suffering, along with other claims. Lockley says she wants a jury to hear the case. She's seeking over $50,000 in damages in that lawsuit. I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.